Blog Talk Radio.
Better love. You are listening to the Truth to Power show. I'm Beverly, and we have Eddie Rodriguez with us tonight, and we are showcasing salsa music from Puerto Rico. And Eddie Rodriguez is coming live with us from Puerto Rico. How are you doing this evening, Eddie Rodriguez?
Well, Beverly, thank you once again for inviting me to your show, Truth to Power. I'm doing fine in Puerto Rico. It's a beautiful night here, and enjoying the sun and the palm trees and the ocean and the people and the food, especially. I'm coming live from Arroyo, Puerto Rico. This is a show. It's a public service that we're doing, a conversation between African-American woman who grew up in Detroit with the Motown sound and a Puerto Rican man from the Bronx that has been in the Latin music industry since 1985. And the conversation we're having is a musical conversation to educate and entertain people, the different forms and different types of tropical dance music. In other words, music, danceable music, music that you dance with another person, couples, a dance form called salsa that has been internationalized and for the last, since the 1960s, and it's still alive today. We're going to spotlight some of the salsa music that was coming out of Puerto Rico in the 80s and the 90s. That's, we're going to keep following up on different countries that have salsa music in future shows. But we're going to talk about some of these artists that have been, were famous and toured the world, but were not known by African-American community in the United States or, believe it or not, some of this music is even very, very popular in Africa. And obviously South America, Central America, Mexico, and Europe, and even Asia. We have salsa music in Tokyo, a group called Orquesta de la Luz, a Japanese salsa band. And I had the honor to work with them. We got them on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno when I was working with them. And, the music just continues to grow. There's some young people that are now, coming up. And we're going to support them. But the music you hear on Beverly D's show, Truth to Power, when I'm on is mostly a classic music, tropical salsa music, tropical Latin music. That's what it's really categorized in the Grammy Awards as the best record of the year, best song of the year, et cetera, as tropical Latin music. And it's dance music. It's danceable, and I'm very honored to be with you tonight, Beverly. So we're going to listen to some tunes, and then we're going to get back to talk a little bit about, you know, Puerto Rico.
All right. It's an honor to have you. And let's go here.
Sus ojitos, o tal vez su caminado, o quizás de esas cositas que en su casa ella me ha dado. Que tú me tienes temblando de noche y de día.
Whoop.
Showcasing salsa music from Puerto Rico with Eddie Rodriguez. Eddie, tell us about the artists we just heard.
Well, yes, we just heard El Gran Combo that started off that set. That's a group that has been touring the world for the last 60 years. Originally from Puerto Rico, original concept was with a group that was more of a bomba y plena group, Contigo y su Combo, with a gentleman who we honored by calling him el Rey de los Soneros. He is the el Sonero Mayor, or the number one. He's a Frank Sinatra of our salsa music. His name, may rest in peace, is Ismael Rivera. And he's not on that tune. We got some Ismael Rivera coming up during the next set. But that group was really an institution, this group, El Gran Combo. They are an institution. They're still touring. The leader of the band is in his 90s. And, wow, Rafael Itier, a pianist, composer, arranger, songwriter, band leader. He created a group that has been constantly together as a band because they're not treated as, you know, musicians that get paid for a gig. They're considered a part of the organization. And so the money is generated on tours, you know, is split between them. It's a cooperative between the band members. Mm-hmm. And they're the best, you know, they're war, what we call road warriors. And then we heard a very, you know, interesting group from Puerto Rico also, been around for 60 years, band leader Papo Luca. Actually, his father, may he rest in peace, Kike Luca, was the one that formed the group out of Ponce, Puerto Rico. And the group was called, is called, La Sonora Ponceña. And that group, Papo Luca is an excellent pianist. He was part of the Fania All-Stars, toured the world with the Fania. But he kept his group that his father created. And they're still performing to this day, you know, Papo Luca. And he's also he's a Latin jazz pianist as well. Great compositions, original compositions, arrangements. And so, you know, he kind of, those two groups are the foundation of what salsa music from Puerto Rico that has toured the world, that's their sound, that's their audience, and their arrangements that people dance to. You know, this is dancing for couples, and there's a dance form that's, you know, it's called salsa, and you dance that to salsa music, tropical. Latin music is called salsa. But you have other forms of tropical Latin music. You have the cumbia. They categorize bachata under tropical Latin. They categorize you know, many other forms of dancing salsa like dimba. And, you know, the industry today is more geared toward the urban Latin urban sound and the Latin urban sound, and you have artists like Bad Bunny from Puerto Rico who is the number one for the last 2 years, 22 and now in 23, the most streamed artist on Spotify. I'm talking about billions of streams. Top hits on the Billboard charts for, you know, weeks and weeks and weeks. So, you know, that's the sound that's popular today. That's what they play on the radio. The music you're listening to tonight is, that we're listening to tonight is, you know, music from, you know, the 80s and 90s. And we're going to get, you know, progression to more Puerto Rican music that's popular today with the groove from the 90s. But this is the foundation. And the last composition was with the great Eddie Palmieri. He did a composition called Puerto Rico. And the vocals were done by Ismael Quintana. You know, I had the honor to work with all, you know, watch these bands when I was a teenager, you know, and dance in the ballrooms and clubs, and to have worked with them, you know, I worked with a Gran Combo, and I worked with Eddie Palmieri. I never had an opportunity to tour Sonora Ponceña, but this is kind of like the style. We're going to get into some other artists that, you know, the great Roberto Roena. You know, what brings this to us, to you and I, after having a conversation, is that all of these artists and all these bands and all these arrangers, they all agree that without the drum, without that percussion, it would not have to be. Everyone agrees that percussion is from Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Those drumming, the drums, the conga drums, the timbales, the bongos, you know, anything that has to do with drums, and those beats, you know, they were just evolved into what we're listening to now in the 80s. And even, you know, in the 90s, it changed a lot, the beat and the style, the dancing style, more for young people at that time. And we have Cuban salsa now, and I talk about it all the time. I think that Cuban salsa is going to be the next big thing. But, you know, the set that you just played kind of gives you a, you know, Eddie Palmieri, New York, you know, but Puerto Rican from New York, from the Bronx. And his brother, Charlie Palmieri, is a great pianist. It was his older brother. He passed away. May he rest in peace. You know, we want to share this music, and I want to get your opinion about the music, Beverly. How did you? Did you feel it?
Oh, yeah, I always feel it, you know, and I love the drums and the percussion. I mean, you can't help but feel it. And like you said before, you know, they're still teaching salsa music. You know, you can go and get dance lessons in that. Many people are doing that today.
Absolutely. Salsa music is taught all over the world in any dance studio that you want to learn how to dance the waltz, or you want to learn how to dance the foxtrot. They have salsa. They have, you know, not only, you know, hip hop, but they also have bachata, which is most, you know, indigenous to the Dominican Republic. But salsa, you know, is, you know, very much a branded name from New York City, a gentleman by the name of Jerry Masucci and Johnny Pacheco. Jerry Masucci was a lawyer, and Johnny Pacheco was a musician and artist. They got together and formed a label called Fania. And they had, and then, you know, the Spanish radio stations didn't play this music at that time in the 60s and the 70s. They used to play more pop music, romantic music. But into the late 60s and the 70s and the 80s, 90s, and up until today, you know, the popular music, the new releases that have come out that are really hot, they get radio play. But the most radio play on Latin tropical Latin radio format is what's called reggaeton, you know, Latin urban, and it's now it's Latin urban pop with artists like Karol G and even Bad Bunny, but J Balvin, you know, these artists that are touring the world, Maluma, you know, Daddy Yankee that toured the world with that beat. Beat came from Puerto Rico called reggaeton. They always include tropical salsa music, some of the new releases, so that this music is not going to ever die. Let's put it like that. There's very much a consumer in Latin America and Colombia, Venezuela, Peru, Ecuador, Mexico, in Europe, you know, so even in Asia, you know, like I mentioned, we have a group called Orquesta de la Luz in Japan. You know, I've represented them here in the U.S. As far as promotions in the West Coast when I was working at R&M Sony Music. Salsa music is not going to go anywhere. It's here to stay, and this is a great thing in branding a name like salsa. Jerry Masucci and Johnny Pacheco, and they had a group called the Fania All-Stars. This is out of New York, and they toured the world. They toured the entire planet. They even toured in Africa. So, you know, there's a rich history of this music, and the arrangements, you'll hear differentiating, you know, not the same thing all the time, but it's the same dance form. The beat, the drum, the cowbell, the piano, the bass, you know, the vocals, you know, how they interpret the feeling on the, you know, key that they sing in, you know, it's quite a group, you know, quite a phenomenon that it's been able to reach places like Australia, and where they, you know, they don't speak Spanish, and parts of in the UK and France, Italy, Germany. So this is a music that's not going to go anywhere, and it's going to continue to grow. It's a multi-million-dollar business today. And a lot of the artists in the early days, they died broke. But today, you know, we have smarter artists and smarter management, and, you know, so it's a little different. But definitely the drum, you know, everyone in this industry, the tropical Latin music industry, admits that drums come from Africa, and Africa is part of our roots, you know, especially if you have... if you're an Afro-Latino, you know, anything in between, you know, even, you know, a white Latino loves this music. It makes them feel good. You know, see people angry when they're dancing this music. And if they're sitting down, they're tapping their feet, you know. So I like to get along with more music and have a conversation at the at the end of the next set.
All right, here we go.
Como te digo, la melaza mi canti que llora, bien cada beso, bien conmovedora y cautivadora. Linda, 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 qué linda son. Te digo que en Puerto Velo, Panamá, yo vi la cara más bella y pura, y es por eso que mi corazón se alegra de su negrura. Esa sí que es linda.
Por se mantiene y visten muy a la moda y pregunto cómo lo hace.
Yo no sé
cuál es el negocio y cómo lo hace.
Yo no sé
cuál es el negocio. Él viaja siempre por aire y ella por el mar también. Él tiene carro francés y ella lo tiene también. ¿Cómo lo hace?
Yo no sé
cuál es el negocio. ¿Cómo lo hace?
Yo no sé.
¿Cuál es el negocio?
Sepa usted.
Vacacionan en Europa y hablan para el francés. Ella duerme hasta las 12 y él se levanta a las 3. ¿Y cómo lo hace?
Yo no sé.
¿Cuál es el negocio?
Sepa usted.
¿Y cómo lo hace?
Yo no sé.
¿Cuál es el negocio?
Sepa usted.
Tienen abrigo de pieles, pulsera de oro en los pies, diamantes por donde quiera, casa de lujo y chofer. ¿Y cómo lo hace?
Yo no sé.
¿Cuál es el negocio?
Sepa usted.
¿Y cómo lo hace?
Yo no sé.
¿Cuál es el negocio?
Sepa usted.
Cortina y después con Guillermina siguen su bembé, bembé.
¿Y cómo lo hacen? Yo no sé. ¿Cuál es el negocio? Sepa usted.
Cabaretean de noche con amores de 1100. Juegan toditos los juegos y siempre dan 4 y 3. Y pregunto,
¿y cómo lo hacen?
Thank you.
Yo que soy mulato oscuro, tengo la mente en mi sitio y estoy bueno de salud. Pa bravo yo, yo que tengo sentimiento, tengo sangre de africano y canto con gran virtud. Sé lo que es la tumba, el cencerro y el bongo. Pa bravo yo, pa bravo yo, yo te lo digo, pa bravo yo.
Bien.
I'm better.
Rodriguez, who is in Puerto Rico, and we are showcasing salsa music from Puerto Rico.
Thank you very much.
Enjoying the music. Yes.
Thank you very much, Beverly. How did you like that set? Let me just go through some of the names that obviously the listeners not familiar with that had a the vocalist mostly that I'm going to mention. But a Puerto Rican on the last set, I forgot to mention the great Cheo Feliciano. May he rest in peace. He did a number by the title Ana Kaona. And then that was on the last set. And then we went into a really nice, this last set was really an incredible set that you were able to play for us. With some great musicians, some classic musicians from Puerto Rico. We had on the first song after when we came on, you had the great Ismael Rivera. Remember I mentioned to you the El Sonero Mayor, Ismael Rivera, another artist that had a tragic end to his career. He was doing, signing contracts in the 50s and the 60s and that didn't have any residuals for him. And as a result, he did not get the he was not able to catch the recognition and the compensation that salsa artists are getting today. But he's considered el sonero mayor, Ismael Rivera, and that tune was called Las Caras Lindas, and translated into The Beautiful Faces. He was talking because he was Afro-Latino, Afro-Puerto Rican. He was singing about the beautiful black faces in Puerto Rico and in Panama and different parts of the Afro-Latino world. And he said the faces were beautiful. And that was a hit song. And after that, we heard a gentleman who's in his 90s today. He's had a band for the last 50 years, forever, by the name of Willie Rosario. And again, one of the great bands and the band leaders, arrangers, composer, a songwriter from Puerto Rico that has not gotten a lot of recognition out of Puerto Rico, but people that know salsa music and consume salsa music and dance to salsa music consider him one of the great artists of Puerto Rico, Willie Rosario. And another composition we heard was from the great Tommy Olivencia. May he rest in peace. Tommy was an incredible band leader, arranger, composer. He had a particular eye to choose his lead vocalist. And a lot of people, just like Willie Rosario, a lot of the famous salsa singers into the 90s came from these two bands, Tony Vega, Frankie Ruiz, there's so many others, you know, that, you know, he is an institution, Willie Rosario, as well as Tommy Olivencia, who's gone, he's not with us anymore. But then we heard a great Justo Betancourt, another great salsa singer of those times that was very much appreciated by the Latin music community. That's one of the great singers, and he had a lot of recordings. This is one of his hits that we heard, Pabra Oyo, which was a dance number that everyone enjoyed. As you, Beverly, who enjoy drumming, you know, and all of the tunes that were played tonight, you know, you could hear that cowbell, you could hear that conga drum, you could hear the bongos, and you could hear timbales and horns and piano and a bass. But most of all, the singer, you know, has sings in a key that is very pleasing to the ear. And as a result, those artists were able to continue a career in the Latin music industry until they passed. A case in point, like a Frankie Ruiz or Lalo Rodriguez when he was with Eddie Palmieri. Then we heard of Ismael Rivera, Ismael Miranda. Ismael Miranda is in his 80s now. He's here living in Puerto Rico. He did that tune with Larry Harlow. Larry Harlow was Jewish. Last name was Horowitz. And he passed away. May he rest in peace. But he was one of the founders with Johnny Pacheco and Jerry Masucci of Bonnier Records that became a worldwide known record label for salsa music out of New York City. And after that, we heard, I think that was the last track we heard. Miranda with Larry Harlow on piano. Once again, we're playing music that would never be heard on other radio stations, commercial radio stations, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Our goal is to educate and entertain. And Beverly, I want to ask you how you felt. How did you like that set?
Oh, it was great, great. You know, I loved it. Like I say, you could feel it. And that's what music is all about. It's about the energy. It's about feeling it. So it's hard to be sad or down or depressed with that kind of beat that's going on with those different vibrations and drums. And, I mean, it definitely is uplifting. And that's what we need today, a lot of uplifting.
I always say I've never seen people dancing salsa that don't have a smile on their face. Sometimes
right.
Sometimes I like to be a little serious, you know, they like to be the serious yeah. part. But the women, you see smiles, and the dancers, when they're dancing, you see smiles. And people that are sitting down are usually tapping their feet onto the beat. Oh, they can feel it.
You know,
the music that you play on your program is available on the archives of blogtalkradio.com, the Truth to Power show. It's 9 to 11 p.m. There's a lot of music that we've been able to document on your program and talk about some of the artists that performed the music and some of the business that happened during that time. Artists were not compensated as they are today. They were unaware of intellectual property rights, like bringing in a song, compositions that they would sell, flat fees, not knowing that they can collect royalties on that music. As a result, they were not compensated as fairly as they should have. Artists are smarter today. They have, there's a lot of things that can be learned, you know, just from going to school and from studying the business of Latin music. It's a huge business, and it's a lot of money generated from tropical music. But once again, you know, the major record labels like Sony and Universal Music Group, Sony Music Group, Warner Music Group, you know, this genre of music is not on their priority list. As a result, you know, they look young, you know, light-skinned, you know, kind of handsome, have charisma, stage presence, you know, be able to talk intelligently during an interview, to invest. And unfortunately, to make music popular in any market, in any country, in any continent, you have to have it played in two places. Number one, the radio stations and the nightclubs. And you have to have that music performed in festivals. And today, jazz festivals have a segment for Latin music or Latin jazz music. So we've been able to go far. And when I say we, I mean the industry has been able to go far, and it still has a long way to go with this Cuban salsa that I love so much. And I think that's going to be the next big thing. But once again, Beverly, you want to tell people how to get in touch with blogtalkradio.com and what to do in order to get access to the archives and to this show if they want to listen to it again.
Yes, and we have 3 years of great music. We've been doing this for 3 years now, and I thank you, Eddie Rodriguez, for bringing the music here to us. And so you can go to blogtalkradio.com, all one word, blogtalkradio.com/truth2 and the word power, Truth to Power, and look for Eddie Rodriguez's name, and that you will be able to listen to the music. So all the music, all the shows that we have done have been recorded, so you are able to hear them again and download it. And Eddie, we're going into our last set here, and again, I appreciate you giving us your time to bring this great music to us. And I look forward to next Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Well, Beverly, it's going to be my pleasure. Next week, we're going to play some more salsa music, contemporary artists from Puerto Rico, the ones that are popular today, the Gilberto Santa Rosa, the Victor Manuels, La India, Puerto Rican Power, and some of the past huge salseros that are no longer with us, like Tito Rojas and Lalo Rodriguez and Marvin Santiago and El Cano Estremera, there's so many of them. There's so much music to choose from. I'm choosing music for you to listen to and to share with you, and if you feel it. And
Yes, I definitely
always love when you throw in a Tito Puente there with Latin jazz. So, that last number, you know, that was not a trombone that you heard. That was a seashell.
Wow.
By Steve Touré. Steve Touré is a trombonist. He's been the trombonist for the Saturday Night Live Orchestra for over 25 years.
Hmm.
And that was that's another instrument that he plays, the shells, besides the trombone. And I know it's an incredible different sound, very, very much earthy in many ways, or acoustic in many ways. And I want to thank you for putting that Tito Puente on that last set.
Yes, we always have to do the great Tito Puente. Well, again, thank you, Eddie Rodriguez. I'm enjoying. I know the audience is enjoying the music, and we look forward to next Thursday. And better love.
Better love to you, Beverly. Once again, thank you. It's an honor to be with you, and I look forward to next week. Good night.
Good night, everyone. Thanks for listening.
Sorry. de ropa se vistió de negro, con luces de vela. La noche me trajo tus pasos, tocaste a mi puerta, con manos traviesas. La noche me pidió que entrara, temblaba como mariposa que estrena verano. La noche me pidió al oído que yo te quisiera. La noche se cambió de ropa, se vistió de negro, con luces de vela. La noche me trajo tus pasos, tocaste a mi puerta, con manos traviesas.
Y te trajo a mí, te tuve aquí. Thank you.